Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 2. I want to get the first three verses this morning. I had in mind when I started my lesson earlier in the week, I was going to try to do the first four verses, but I couldn't get through the first three, and I'm not sure I get through the first three this morning. There's so much here, so much here. It starts off with the first word. Well, let me read the first three verses. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? I want you to pay very close attention to that very first word in verse number 1. It's that word, therefore. Now, this is a kind of a play on words, but yet it's true. That word therefore is there for a reason. The word therefore literally it's what was previously stated as a fact. It joins chapter 1 and chapter 2 together. They're not separate thoughts. Something was previously stated in chapter number 1. What was previously stated? I'm glad you asked. Jesus is so much better. He's so much better than prophets. He's so much better than the angels. And that's what chapter number 1 is all about. He's better, better, better. Remember, he's talking to these Hebrew believers, these Christians, who's under severe persecution. And many of them are going back to Judaism, back to worship, back taking their little lambs to sacrifice. And they've already been saved, but yet they're going back. They're going back. And so he's trying to tell these believers that Jesus is so much better, and there's the word therefore. Literally, now what follows these next few verses, now that we know that they're stated as a fact, that Jesus is better, now we must consider the application. He applies what we learned in chapter number 1 to chapter number 2, and really the rest of the book of Hebrews, and that's why the book, that word therefore is there. Therefore, we've learned this, now let's put it into practice. Therefore, he says, we ought to give the more earnest heed. The phrase, the more earnest heed, means to apply the mind, to pay attention to, and to give more attention to what Jesus said than what the angel said. Because he said, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Now, the word slip is an interesting word. We could use that word often in English, would be the word drift, to drift away. The thought is the idea that is not anchored, but it's tied to a dock, so to speak, with a rope. And somehow that rope becomes untied, and that boat begins to slowly drift away. That's what the word slip, let be where it let. Lest at any time we should let them slip away, carelessly passing. And by the way, this just didn't happen quickly or immediately. It was slow. It was a slow drifting. In other words, it's like somebody in a ship and it's drifting away and they wake up and they look and they're out in the ocean. Man, how did we get here, you know? We were at the shore. We were safely at dock and now here we are out there wasn't a certain thing that just kind of, by the way, let me throw this, you don't backslide overnight. You don't come Sunday morning and say, well, I think I'll start backsliding. No, it's slowly, slowly drift and drift. And that's what that word slip means. You're slowly drifting away. It's not a sudden departure. And it's unnoticed. And the danger with the Hebrew believers is that many of them were drifting or slipping away from the position of salvation. Now listen very closely to what I'm about to say. Okay, they were saved, but yet because of Judaism and the traditions and the persecution, many of them we're drifting away of salvation from the position of salvation through faith in Christ Jesus by the grace of God and going back again to the law to seek to be justified before the Lord. They were going back. Is that possible? It happens all the time. Remember the book of Galatians, the Galatian people? Here these were sage people and the law started. He said, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? These were saved people that false teachers had come in and they said, no, you got to keep. Well, okay, I know you're saved by grace, but you got to keep the law to be justified before God. And that's what these Jewish believers were going back. Well, no, is it tough? Maybe we ought to. They grew up, taking the little lambs and other things to the priest and to the temple. And Paul is warning these believers who are still there. Matter of fact, one of the key verses is chapter 6, verse number 1, when he says, let us go on now. They're not coming back. They've crucified. I can't wait till we get that session. Seeing they crucified Christ afresh. And they've tasted that heavenly gift. Remember, we'll get there in a little bit. And people think he's talking about losing salvation. No. They've been saved. And they've went back and they've tasted the goodness of God. And Paul said, they're not coming back. But us, let us go on. You see that again in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. So much the more as you see the day approaching. So this is what this word slip means. Many of those believers, they went back into Judaism. And he says, we have to be careful, lest at any time we should let them slip, literally passing away. Now, when we get that word slip, remember that there was five exhortations that I told you when we introduced the book of Hebrews to you. That Paul tried to, their exhortations of warnings, of danger to these Hebrew believers. And I gave them to you, and this is the first of five. It's the danger of drifting from his word. When he says in verse number 1, lest at any time we should let them slip. In verses 2 and 3, it kind of builds upon that, about drifting from the word of God. They begin to drift from the word of God. And then in chapter number 3, they begin to doubt the word. First, they begin to drift. And then chapter number 3, there's a danger from doubting. Once you drift, they begin to doubt. Remember Satan in the garden? Hath God said? And they begin to doubt. Did he really say that? Well, there's a drifting. Then there's a doubting. And then the third exhortation, we'll get there in chapter number 6. I kind of touched on it a little bit, is the departing from his word. There's a drifting. And it wasn't a sudden departure. It just little by little by little by little. Then they begin to doubt. Then they begin to depart from the word. In other words, they don't pick up the word of God anymore, much less even go to church. They completely. And then the fourth one is the despising of his word. Now these are believers. These are believers. The despising, and it's in chapter number 10, and God talks about chastening his own. That if he doesn't chase you, you don't belong to him. Chasing you, you don't belong to him. And these are those who've already began to drift, they began to doubt, they began to depart, and now they're despising his word. So I've said this many, many, many times before. There's nothing more miserable in the world today than a backslidden Baptist. They know the truth. They've been saved. They've been in church. And all of a sudden, they get out of church and they're so miserable. And they're just, you don't even want to be around them. Amen, preacher. Well, they begin to despise his word. And then the last one we see in chapter number 12 of Hebrews is the denying his word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.